unless you stayed up an extra hour last night, knowing you had an extra hour this morning. But we had an extra hour today. It's just like, some people may have overslept this morning and thought, well, you know, it's too late for church. But you know, it's not. Guess what? It's just time for church to start, isn't it? Hallelujah. I don't know, but I kind of like that this morning. I want to share the word with you all this morning, if you would mind standing while I open the service with the word this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Isaiah, and I want to tell you just a little tad about the book of Isaiah. You know, Isaiah was a prophet to Judah, and this was during the time when Judah had good kings and bad kings, but also Isaiah was prophesying that because of their rebellion and their idol worship and turning away from God, they were going to be going into exile. But all the time when Isaiah would prophesy, this is going to happen to you, he would always come back with a message of hope. And I want to read out of Isaiah 52 because it is an awesome message of hope. You know, I don't know where you are today. I don't know where everybody is, and I don't know where people are who are listening. And you know, you may feel like you're in exile. You may be feeling like something has taken you captive. You know, and you may be a Christian and feel like you're in captivity of some sort. There's something you just can't break through from. But I want to share the message from Isaiah, and I'm going to be reading it out of the Message Bible, and I want you to just kind of picture what's happening, because Isaiah's telling them this. He's saying, wake up, wake up, pull on your boots, Zion. What's he telling them? Dress up in your Sunday best, Jerusalem, holy city. Those who want no part of God have been called out. All right. They won't be coming along. Brush off the dust and get to your feet, captive Jerusalem. Throw off your chains, captive daughter of Zion. So look at this message of hope. They've not even been taken into exile yet. And he puts this message of hope in there because when they get over in exile, it's going to be some bad times. And they'll pull out this word from Isaiah and go, wait a minute. He's telling us to get ready. And God spoke to me this morning. He said to tell you to get ready. Be ready for what he is going to do today. Not only this day, but every day when you wake up, expect to get up in the mornings and put on your boots. Because something great is going to happen. And listen to what he says. God says, you know, you were sold for nothing. You've been brought back for nothing. Again, the Master God says, early on, my people went to Egypt and lived, strangers in the land. At the other end, Assyria oppressed them. And now, what have I here? This is God's decree. My people are hauled off again for no reason at all. Tyrants on the warpath, whooping it up day after day, necessarily, incessantly. My reputation blackened. Now it's time that my people know who I am. What I've made of, yes, that I have something to say. Here I am. Oh, come on, church. You got your boots on? Are you ready? He says, here I am. And then he says, and I know you've heard this, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that all's well. Proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. Do you picture it? The messenger going out in the morning going, your God reigns. Proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. Voices, listen. Your scouts are shouting. Thunderclap shouts. Shouting in joyful unison. They see with their own eyes God coming back to Zion. Break into song. Boom it out. Ruins of Jerusalem. God has comforted his people. He's redeemed Jerusalem. Wow. God has rolled up his sleeves. All the nations can see his holy muscled arm. Everyone from one end of the earth to the other sees him at work, doing his salvation work. Oh, now this is for somebody. Out of here. Out of here. Leave this place. Don't look back. Don't contaminate yourselves with plunder. Just leave. Just leave clean. Purify yourselves in the process of worship, carrying the holy vessels of God. But you don't have to be in a hurry because you're not running from anybody. God is leading you out of here, and the God of Israel is also your rear guard. Hallelujah. And you know the beautiful thing about this? If you go on and read the last of this chapter, you get into Isaiah 53. It's all talking about Jesus Christ, the messianic prophecy about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we're not in exile like, say, Judah was, but we had been in exile, and Jesus called us out. So he's telling you today, you need to remember that our God reigns. Amen? Don't look back, and look what it says. And you don't have to be in a hurry because you're not running from anybody. What are you doing? You're going toward God. Who's your rear guard? Hallelujah. He's saying, exiles, they're not going to get you for leaving. I'm the one that's sending you out. I'm the one that's loosening you. You have been set free. Your God reigns. Can't you see hear the messenger on the mountaintop saying that? I say that to you today, church. Our God reigns. And for we say this several times around here, the atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. Amen? Well, let's believe it. Our God reigns. Got your boots on. Got your Sunday best on. We're going to have a Jubilee celebration this morning. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works is plain for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see.
Come on.
How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can fully
come on.
How glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul loves. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works display for all to see.
Yeah.
The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing.
Open my eyes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul loves. Sing. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul loves. Sing. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, we worship and praise you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Almighty God. Hallelujah, I just want to tell you something. Hope is here, Jesus saves, amen.
Hope is here, shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last. Every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night. Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus
saved. Raise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You saved, you healed, restored, revealed your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Raise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows His name. Jesus, sing it out, a shout, or we will know Your name.
Church, lift your hands and worship and praise and honor to Jesus, the hope of the world.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we magnify your name. Holy, holy, only a God like you, Father God. We magnify and worship and praise to your name, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, gonna serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything. You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my
praise. Only a God like you.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you.
To only my Maker,
my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise.
I give my praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer,
Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Almighty, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you so mighty today, God. Thank you, Lord. How great. How great is our God. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Lord, the name of God is our God. Sing with me, and you're worthy of our praise.
And all will see
my heart.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Name
above all names. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
How great, how great,
how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God.
Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless Hallelujah. You, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name this morning, Lord God. We give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning. Good morning to those of you that are here. Good morning to those of you that may be listening to us on the internet. We are trusting that God will bless you today. We're trusting that God will speak to your heart in some way that will lift you up and encourage you. Amen. I want to share some things here with you. We're going to be having a couple special things this morning. We're going to be having the follow-up of the 1% commitment that we were sharing last week in our ministry fair. If you didn't get your card turned in, and if you did get your card turned in, at the time when the others come up to bring their cards and put them in the offering baskets up here, we want you to come up, and we're all going to have a corporate prayer here at the beginning. Now, I want to say this. I guess when you came in this morning, if you hadn't heard it before, wasn't aware of it before, you saw the notices on the doors where it says, as effective of today, there'll be no more Sunday night services. And I want you to look at it this way. We want to expend the energy, the time, the finances, and everything that we have as a church to get the most effectiveness out of them. And so don't look at stopping the Sunday night services as a step back in any way. It's a step to the side. It's a step to go in a different direction. Laverne and I are already thinking of some things that we're going to be doing on the Sunday nights. One of those things, and I'll just share it with you, is we're going to set up, and I'm not saying we're going to do this every Sunday night, but there will be some Sunday nights that we're going to be coming to see some of you folks that have been on our hearts, and we just haven't had a chance any other time to get to come and just visit with you. So keep that in mind. Then we're going to be doing some other special things. After the first of the year, we're going to be having some small group meetings for you to get involved in. And I'm going to be doing this morning, a little bit later on in the service, I'm going to be doing the final message on the church that started out several weeks ago with the message, the nature of the church, and then the purpose of the church, and then the gifts of the church, and then the power of the church. And today's message is going to be the future of the church. The future of the church. And I'm going to share some things, but right now I want to say this. The future of the church, body of Christ, is in God's hands. And it's doing well. And we'll see that this morning. But the future of local bodies, local congregations, is not only in the hands of God, it's in the hands of the people that are involved in it. And when we stop using our hands, God doesn't have anything to use. And so I think you're going to find some things quite interesting this morning as we look at the idea of the future of the church. But right now we're going to have our prayer time together, and we have several on the list, and you have a put Gail on there. And so we have these names already. Karen Nichols, freedom from attack of the enemy. Wanda Cunningham for healing. Dimple Buck for healing. Robert Turner for salvation. Carla Turner for healing. Brenda Thrasher for healing. James Annell, healing. Grant Adamson, he's sick. He needs a healing. Shelby Babcock, salvation, and her daughter that's 10 years old. Pray for Edith Harmon for healing. We got a call this morning. Shorty and Gail Claywell ask us to pray for them. Voice Burris family. Some of you may know that's Marie Lemon or Darla Burris' mother. It's Keisha Skaggs' grandmother and her family. She passed away this week. And Jan Morton's mother, Helen Kennefake, passed away this week as well. And we want to keep all of these in our prayers. Now, is there anyone who wants to add something? Monica. Maddie. Amen. Okay. Jennifer Grimes. Hat. Get all that written down.
I got a lot of them. The Lord knows which ones they are.
Amen.
What's your name?
Tracy. Needs a heart transplant. Gail. Connie. Joe Curry, heart problems. Valerie. Okay.
Valerie's brother.
Yeah. Wendell White. Kendrick or Hendrick?
Kendrick Blakey.
Okay.
Needs kidney. He has kidney problems.
Okay. Mel. Okay. Mac.
Is it Rommelson? Rommelson?
Oh, okay.
Ricky's son. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cousin.
Yes. It's our cousin, yeah. All right.
Amen.
One more. Frida.
Roy.
Okay. Okay.
Gary Sapp. Would you stand with me as we pray? And if the one of these in particular, any of these have been spoken, just seems to just grip your heart, you just stand and lift them up before God. Just lift them up and especially agree with us on them. Heavenly Father, as we stand in your presence this morning, we glorify you. We look to you, Lord God, because you are our hope. There is no other source. There is no other place of refuge. There is no shelter but in you. And there is no other place, Lord God, that has promised us, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. And Lord God, as we come before you this morning, we come with humble hearts, in simplicity of the truth, Lord God, desiring to fellowship with you, desiring, Lord God, to see your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, desiring, Lord God, that your purpose be fulfilled in us. You've called us all, Lord God, to some function in the body of Christ. You've called us all, Lord God, to lift up the bloodstained banner, to carry the cross, to lift high the flag and let it fly over the castle of our heart, so that the world can see that there's a king in residence. And in your word, Lord God, by the covenants that you've made a proclamation that said, I will supply all of your need. You made a covenant that said, I've given unto you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And that we have hope within us that the world doesn't have. And Lord, as we stand on those promises, we rejoice. We rejoice, Lord God, that we are part of the greatest assembly that has ever been from the beginning of time until now. And that ever will be. And I pray, Lord God, that we'll not take it lightly. But that we, Lord God, will realize what we belong to by belonging to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord God. You said that you were going to show the world your power through the church. Amen. Lord God, we want to submit ourselves to be used. And Lord, there are names that have come up before you this morning. And Lord God, I don't know if we need to repeat them again or not, but it was Karen and Wanda and Dimple and Robert and Carla and Brenda and James and Grant and Shelby and her daughter and Edith and Shorty and Gail and the Burris family and the Morton family and little Maddie and for Jennifer and for Pat's family and the ones that she spoke out before you this morning. And Tracy and Gretchen, Joe and Frida and Gary and Wendell and Kendrick and Mildred and Evan. Lord God, there's not a name on that list that's asking for anything that you can't do. There's not a name on that list that we're asking something outside of your promises. Amen. Your promises to save, and your promise to heal, and your promise to provide and to direct. Nothing, Lord God, that we are praying for is outside the realm of what you have promised. And your word says that if we pray according to your will,
amen,
we know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we know that we have the thing for which we've asked. Lord God, help us to get past just playing with that as a good idea and just being hopeful that maybe it possibly some way or other might work. And help us, Lord God, to get to the point when we pray and we know we prayed according to your will, we expect it to happen. Lord, it's our part to believe, your part to perform. Our part to declare the word, your part to confirm it with signs following. And Father, I just thank you this morning. I speak the word of God that says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning. And there is liberty in the hearts of the people. And if they are bound by anything that the enemy may be working against them, I break that power now in the name of Jesus. For it is only in that name and by that power that freedom comes. And I thank you, Lord God. I declare this morning that there is sickness in the bodies of God's people that are under the sound of my voice. Those spirits of infirmity have got to let Amen. The people of God go in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Let your presence, Lord God, fill this place. Let your presence fill our hearts. Let your presence drive out the presence of the enemy. Nothing can stand in the presence of the Amen. King. Amen. Nothing. And Father,
Amen.
Touch hearts, strengthen them, convict them, encourage them, direct them, and love them. To the degree, Lord God, in each thing that it takes for us to walk in victory. For us to walk in your power, your mercy, and your grace. I pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ, for the church worldwide this morning. I pray, Lord God, that their faith won't fail them. And that whatever the persecution, whatever the test, whatever the trial, whatever comes against them, they will overcome. In Jesus' name, I pray for all those who are in authority. I thank you, Lord God, for being with them. I thank you, Father, for being with our president on down. And Lord God, you know, it's just not this country. There's a lot of people in authority in other countries. There's a lot of authority in this world that doesn't come from this country. And I pray, Lord God, that that authority will recognize you. Lord, we are blessed to be part of your kingdom. We are blessed to be part of the church. We are blessed to be part of the body of Christ. And we thank you for it. Jesus, we thank you for making it possible. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are going to have our communion service. While they're getting ready, I just want to say this. I want to say this about communion. I don't preach a communion message every Sunday when we have it. But I just want to remind you this, that participation in communion is a statement that you are making saying, I accept what Jesus Christ did for the lostness of mankind. I accept the shedding of his blood for the remission of my sins. I accept the beaten body of him for my healing. I receive this either to commemorate or to declare that I stand with him. If you're a child of God, or you desire to be a child of God, you want to walk in the things of the kingdom of God, you are welcome to receive communion this morning. But just keep it in mind, by doing so, what you are saying is this. I recognize and accept the authority of Jesus Christ over my life. And you know, we allow children that the parents feel comfortable with letting them. Because you see, your children are part of what you're doing. Your children will develop based upon, in many cases, what they see in you. And so as we receive this, as we prepare for it, I want you to just to keep that in mind, that this is open to you. It's your symbolism. You're saying, Lord, I recognize this to be the truth. I accept it as part of my life. And I'll do this until you come. While we're doing that, we're going to worship the Lord one more time.
Name above all names. anthem from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. You're the light of the world, Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. The ransom from heaven. Oh, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body, the blood, his blood, the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The heart.
Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Glorify you. Glorify you. Church, these elements represent the hope that we have. They represent everything that God is, everything that Jesus is. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for doing all of this for us. Church, this bread represents the body of the God-man that shed his life, that gave his life for every one of us. And he told his disciples, and I don't know about you, but I am a disciple. And he said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me, and you proclaim my coming until then. Take this bread as your hope of life in Jesus Christ. How much blood did it take to cover the sins of mankind? Whatever was shed on that old cross 2,000 years ago. One drop probably took care of everything. Not just yours, but this blood is the new covenant that he will do for you everything he promised to do. In hope of that, receive this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all just pick out something, play something.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Before we let the groups be dismissed, we're going to wait before God. We're going to prepare ourselves, and we're going to pray over all of those of us that are making a commitment to allow God to use us in His kingdom through this body here. Whether it's to say, I've got an hour during the week, I'm going to make myself available to do whatever needs to be done. Whether it's an active part in the different parts of the ministry that we put before you last week, from the children's church, the nursery, all the way up through the man to man, woman to woman, the praise and worship, all of the things that are available to you to be part of the body of Christ through. And we're gonna have a little time right here of commitment. And what we want you to do is, if you have your card, your commitment card that you got last week, you haven't turned it in yet, we want you to bring it up and turn it in, put it in one of these containers. And if you turned it in last week, we want you to just come and stand up here with us. We're going to pray a commitment prayer, because, you know, the future of this church starts today.
That's right.
The future of this church is from today. Amen? Amen. And so, if you're dropping a card, or if you've already dropped a card in, join us up front here. If you're still praying about it, at any time you want to make that commitment, you feel free to do so. Because, you know, we're not just stopping with today.
That's right.
But
new beginning.
We're beginning today. Beginning. Rather than ending, we're beginning. This is a new beginning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I know that some of you that are sitting out there, you committed a long time ago. And you've been involved in things for a while. And we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know that we've got some that are going to be part of what God's doing here that aren't here today for one reason or another. Some of them are out of town. Some of them are under the weather. But what we're going to do now is we're just going to present ourselves to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you made a commitment to us. You made a commitment, Lord God, that you'd never leave us and you'd never forsake us. You made a commitment that said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And you don't intend, Lord God, to break your commitment. Now on our part, Lord God, we stand before you saying, here we are, Lord, use us. Here we are being committed to you, sharing of ourselves with one another, doing things, Lord God, not to call attention to ourselves, but to call attention to you. and to bless the rest of the body of Christ. Let that be our desire and our attitude, that we serve, Lord God, not for recognition, but that we serve out of faithfulness and a desire to see your kingdom come and your will be done. That we give of our finances to establish your kingdom. That we give of our time and our energy to establish your kingdom. That we give of our efforts to establish your kingdom. That we give of ourselves to establish your kingdom. And to fulfill your commission that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Help us, Lord God, to do that from the bottom of our hearts and never lose our focus as to what we're all about. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, turn to somebody and shake hands with them or give them a hug or whatever you'd like to do. And in saying that, say, I got you back. I'm here with you. I'm sticking with you.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath,
come on,
all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar.
Come on.
At the sound of your name, I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Come on now.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to the promise I have.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we dismiss the children in preschools, I would just like one announcement this morning. There's going to be, starting here pretty soon, Chosen for Him dance team under direction of Mackenzie Hughes. And if you're 8 year old and up and like to be a part of this dance team, there's a sign-up sheet. And, well,
you know
like. not my age, all right? Youth. Ruth, right?
There you go.
But if you want to be part of this, then just sign up, and then she'll have an opportunity then to get with you and talk to you and find out what's a good time. But she's been inspired by some things she's heard to develop a dance team, and different ones had come to her and said, some of the younger girls, and said they wanted to be a part of that. So you can sign up back there, and right now I'm going to dismiss the children. Yes. Yes, Miss Ashley's class is going to go into Miss Denise's class this one, because Grant's home catching a healing, okay?